Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody?
It's Wednesday! It's Wednesday!
Wednesdays with Wit.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Join John Landecker and Whitney Reynolds as they break down recent stories from Whitney's show.
Is this every Wednesday?
Kinda.
Wednesdays with Wit.
Yes, we're both here.
We are.
In a very dimly lit, very cool studio.
You know what? We were just checked on.
I mean, it's been very... The ambiance is fantastic.
It really is.
It is. We've got great lighting. We've got great temperature.
I mean, come on.
Who could ask for more?
I tell you, and we have the view. I don't think people understand the view here.
Oh, the view.
I'm posting it on my Instagram later.
Yeah.
People need to see what we see. I know they hear our voices,
mm-hmm.
but it's beautiful.
Yes, we're on the 18th floor, right?
I believe so. You know what? The doorman always just puts me right in the elevator.
We're on the 18th floor of, I don't even know what they call this building.
Well, I would call it a WGN radio building.
Well, I think it's next to our media.
Oh, well, there right we go. Okay,
this studio is on a corner that faces...
Everything.
Well, actually, it does.
We got the lake, we got the river.
Yeah.
We got our beautiful Northwestern grad that's been with WGN for 3 years. Say hello. Can you say hello?
Yeah. Hi, good to be here.
There he is on the spot.
That's Eli.
Eli!
Yeah. Jack, who's usually the producer, well, I'll get into all this later. We're doing a lot of juggling around here now because seasons are changing and Blackhawks are starting and people are moving over to their sports thing because Jack's like all about the sports all the time and that's what he was before. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be doing a lot of that. So, and Eli came here from working at the Big Ten Network today. So, you know.
He's doing a lot too.
I mean, everybody's like got a lot of irons in the fire, but that's
always
okay.
Busy.
You know, speaking of somebody who has irons in the fire, I'm sitting right next to you. So,
always a lot of irons.
You know, so we're about ready to launch into October.
Yeah, can you believe it is?
And
season.
you have an expression, hope in all seasons.
Hope in all seasons. Seasons.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, what are you doing?
So this marks a very interesting time for the Whitney Reynolds Show because this is season 10.
Amazing.
It is the craziest thing I am stepping into. And I alluded to this last time I was on, is that we are debuting new things. I had this Vision Day taping. And when you own and host a show, you know, it's one of those things that I walk in on sometimes production meetings and my team is like, oh no, she has that look in her eye. She has that look in her eye. We're going to do something new. And we got these vision boards.
Oh, you keep, and, yes, you talked about
and
those.
They're going to see this new look. CineCity acquired these amazing boards. So we are bringing stories to life in new ways this season. You'll also get a sneak peek of what's coming up in our season in CS Magazine. I'm so excited.
Yes,
yeah.
You are.
Yeah, I had, it was so great because it's weird when they flip the script. Like even when I come in with you and get to sit on the other side and talk about what we're producing, it just overflows my heart because so often I'm on the other side of the mic asking. And so when this magazine spread comes out, I can't wait for everybody
to read
it.
Okay, now what magazine is it?
CS Magazine.
What is CS?
Chicago Social. Yes, and it's been, I know, it's one
no
of
No wonder
those,
I don't get it.
Well, I know, but I'll share, I'll save you a copy for sure.
My subscription must have run out.
Well, on October 13th, that's when our new season hits. We air always locally first because, as you know, we're a national show, but we're dedicated to our home market.
Indeed.
And so then we hit around the nation at the same time. And I want to emphasize that because that was a really big deal when it happened. So to have syndication around the nation at the exact same time, 2 days a week, I just want to thank World Channel on PBS because they have placed us on Saturdays and Mondays. And so that's all coming up in October. And as you said, we all know the fall, it's so busy, right?
Yep.
So if you're like me and you're living by your calendar and you're flagging things, I want you to remember to set the DVR because it will record new shows.
Yes,
you can also watch us live.
Yep.
And then now we are doing crossovers. And crossovers are this unique opportunity to replace our content on different networks.
Such as?
WGN TV.
Yes.
We also are streaming on Prime and Tubi.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is really to be the strongest voice of hope. And, you know, if your heart's tender like mine is in the last week of everything that has been flashing before our eyes, one thing we can guarantee with the Whitney Reynolds Show is we want to be your safe space. We want to be your haven that you know you can come and you hear tough stories, but there's hope embedded in them.
Yeah, there's a big need for that right now.
You know, it's interesting because when I pitched the network 15 years ago, I was told that it wasn't sexy enough. And I thought, oh my goodness, I hope they're not talking about me. I hope they're talking about my concept. And you know what? It was the concept of hope in television. And then by gum, if I did not get that call. Oh, there, I used the word again.
You know what? I have to congratulate myself on my newfound maturity.
Yeah.
Because I could have made a comment and I didn't. We'll be right back on 720 WGN. By the way, I just want to answer one text from 773. Say something to let us know that John is live tonight.
Oh, John's like, okay.
I'm live tonight, yeah.
Well, not only is he live tonight, but I'm looking across from him right now.
Yeah.
He's wearing a navy button down. Oh, yeah, and all smiles right now. 773, he is right here with us. Hey, check out my Instagram. I'll post a story with
us. Oh, that's all
there
right.
We
don't have to do that. No, that's okay.
You're like, no.
No. I'm live, and I appreciate the concern.
Oh, well, no, you definitely are live. We are live.
Yep. So let's get back to you because you're always live and very, even if I was dead right now, you'd probably,
oh, come on,
no, you'd revive me
oh,
if I were next.
Yeah, I would.
You put your hand on my forehead and I go, I'm healed.
Interesting enough, I am CPR certified. So
thank God.
Just so you know, I know. But speaking of live and running around today like crazy, I had the honor of being with a Chicago Fire professional soccer player.
Wait a minute. Oh, yes.
And guess what? I just learned today in the interview, which we weren't interviewing about him and them being in, what is it called? Not the championship, the finals. No, playoffs. They're the top nine. Can you believe that? I'm so excited. But Justin Reynolds and I had a good laugh.
Yeah.
He is from South Loop Elementary is where he grew up, which is like minutes away from where they're putting the new field. But we were interviewing him on being homegrown and inspiring the Chicago community. We taped in Inglewood, which I walked the halls of this school, and it was absolutely beautiful. The kids' faces just inspired me beyond. His mom is a principal of Inglewood Elementary, or not Inglewood Elementary. It's in Inglewood, but it was just the most inspiring story. And so we're working on that. But that's what I want the listeners to know is we're dropping some of these stories earlier. So even though our new season's coming out, what we're currently working on for the next season, you'll be able to see on the PBS app, or you'll be able to see on our social or any other way you stream. And you was just happening today.
We're with Whitney Reynolds here, Wednesdays with Whit on 720 WGN. And whenever I see the word in print or I hear it, and that word is G-A-L-A. Whenever I hear gala, I say to myself, I bet Whitney's there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've cut back, so I'm really sticking to gala.
What? You actually cut back?
You know, I have kids now.
I know you do. I know you do.
And they're young. You only get them young once is what everybody tells me as they point me.
That's absolutely the truth.
It is so true. But I do make my rounds to ones that are very special to heart.
Yes.
And this weekend, we have the Farm Fresh Hope Gala. And it's at the Field Museum, Farm to Veteran, an Illinois-based nonprofit working to help veterans facing food insecurity.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'll have more up on our socials and our website about that. It is something, one of my first Emmy nominations was with Johnny Van, who was a veteran, and we talked about how to integrate our, you know, heroes when they come home from serving back into society. And when I saw this gala come across my desk, I said, honey, my husband, this is something we have to support. And so we're really excited. That's this Saturday in Chicago. Also today, Oasis Face Bar is doing customer appreciation, but they're doing a raffle that's going back to Together at Peace, which Together at Peace is this organization that's all about grief and coming together as a
where's
community.
Where's the Oasis bar?
They have two spots.
Okay.
It's a face bar, so not the typical bar. It is a face bar.
What does that mean?
It means it's gonna get a little zhush. You're gonna feel great, revived, get a little facial.
Oh, I see.
I saw like your eyes perk up.
No, wait a
bar.
Minute. You go in and inhale oxygen. Is that what we're talking about?
No. It is. It's a facial.
Facial.
I am gonna take you with me. I'm gonna take you with me. But there's one on Halstead, and there's also one in Wicker Park.
Wait a minute. Are these places that do? It's just facials?
Yeah. But what I love about Oasis is they get you in and out with like in 30 minutes and you feel the glow.
You know, I've had them before.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, now we're going to get the 30-minute one. But tonight, the benefactor is Together at Peace. So I'm really excited about that. And then coming up, flag your calendar. Oh, wait, before we do that one, I really want to tell you what my husband's doing this weekend, which is crazy because Chicago, you could watch maybe from your window, but the Chicago River Swim.
Oh,
David Heiner is participating. Yes.
He's going to go in the water?
He is doing the mile swim, guys.
Oh, that is amazing.
I know. It is so exciting.
He's to qualify for that.
You know, he is a wizard. He wears many hats, including sales rep and twin dad and also keeper of my mental state, and he is doing the Chicago River Swim. I'm so excited, and I'll be giving behind the scenes footage. My kids and I will be there. They said our call time is 5:15.
Well, of course
we'll be there, bright eyed and bushy tailed.
I mean, you're gonna get on these things. You gotta show up. It's bright and early, man.
You do.
Now wait a minute, so he did have to qualify for this. I know that they don't let anybody in the water.
They don't just let anybody in the water. He has his wetsuit prepared. He actually just completed the Chicago Triathlon. He beat his time, though, by 32 minutes this year. So this man is all in. I'll have to report back on the Chicago River
Swim. It's too bad that you and your husband don't accomplish anything. I just
You're so sweet. But before we go anywhere else, I want to make sure that people know to save the date for Navy Pier. They are celebrating a colorful century of growth, change, and rebirth. It's October 30th, a gala, a Chicago experience. So flag your calendar for that, too. You know I love my home market in Chicago. That's you.
Is this the one with David Spade?
You know, it says Mayor Richard Daley, who championed the 1995 redevelopment that returned Navy Pier to the center of Chicago's cultural scene.
Yeah.
It's an evening that's honoring
I'm in the wrong paragraph.
Of that. Yes.
I moved on to another gala.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot going on in Chicago. I want you to know our city is thriving. There's so much. There's so much good here going on. And, of course, the Whitney Reynolds Show always debuts first in our home market. We're dedicated
to
that.
You got
to
see the Whitney Reynolds Show.
Yeah.
If you haven't, you got to see it. And you know what? Like you said at the top of this thing, it's on WGN-TV. It's on Tubi. It's on Prime. I mean, you have no excuse not to see
those
it.
Those are the crossovers.
Okay,
but
those are the crossovers.
Yeah, the Whitney Reynolds Show, home base is PBS, but we are wanting to be the strongest voice of hope.
Well, sure.
So we will cross over on as many networks as
we can. Everybody's crossing over.
You got to do it.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. When you own your content and you own your voice and you have stories like we do that dig deep, we want to share it with the world in so many ways.
I know you do, and you do a very good job of that.
Yeah.
By the way, my mistake was talking about a Farm Fresh Hope gala.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I was talking about for the veterans. I got so carried away with the veterans.
That's David Spade.
Yes, it is. I know. I can't believe I forgot to mention him. You know what? He's a big part of that evening. But really, at the core, the reason all of us lend our voices to causes like this is because this is really helping our veterans that
night. Absolutely.
I know.
But I'm so excited. We can't do enough.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I also want to throw out a few more things coming up in this new season.
All right.
So we have Kristen Dahlgren, which is a familiar name from NBC Nightly News. She left her job after a breast cancer diagnosis, and now she's lending her voice and power and leading the charge on cancer vaccines, which I know when you hear those two words together, you're like, what is going on?
Doesn't bother me in the least bit.
It's one of the most beautiful stories I've produced in a long time. So we have Kristen Dahlgren coming on. We have Jenny and Georgia's Brianne Howie and Antonia Gentry coming on. Those are two that on social media people went crazy about. They wanted the behind the scenes features, all that.
Oh, so you got people doing behind the scenes features on your show and going on social media?
Only on TikTok. I don't want to say I don't like a platform, but I'm newer to it, and what I wanted it to be is very different. So on TikTok,
I think everybody is. Well, I know the importance of doing social media. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do what you do without doing that. It's like,
yes,
you might as well not do it if you're not going to do the social media part.
Yes.
And TikToks, I hear a lot about it, and I go look at it every once in a while. I mean, I'm not on it, but
well,
that's okay.
I was going to say, our Instagram is where we release
another one.
We release the stories of hope there, but on TikTok, you're only going to get behind the scenes.
My daughter and her husband use Instagram a lot.
Oh, I love Instagram. And I follow your daughter, actually.
Thank you. I wish I could. She's in New York.
I know. And then I want people to know that we are doing these early releases on the PBS app. Our social, we just caught up with the Dungeons and Dragons play.
Man.
That was pretty incredible. It's the most unique experience I've ever seen. So that's still going on off Broadway, Dungeons and Dragons, over in the Ritz-Carlton Theater.
See?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she's got a full calendar. And It is amazing. Whitney, thank you again for coming in on Wednesday on a show called Wednesday with Whit.
Well, I'll see you very soon.
That makes total sense. It's the bottom of the hour. Time to get into the WGN newsroom.